監督者の方へ、最後に以上でリスニングテストを終わりますと言います。そこで iPad を止めてください。これからリスニングテストを始めます。問題 A、 対話を聞き最後の文に対する答えとして最も適するものをそれぞれ A から D から一つ選びなさい。対話は一度だけ放送されます。
Number 1.
Do you have a red pen?
Why do you want one?
I need it for checking my answers.
Number 2.
We have to practice for the soccer game next week.
Which day is best for you to practice?
I can meet you at the soccer field anytime on Sunday.
Number 3.
I heard you went to the movie theater last Saturday. How was the movie?
We saw an action movie, but I didn't like it.
That's too bad.
Number 4.
This website is really great. Thank you for recommending it to me.
No problem. Everyone says it's the best site for news.
It's really useful.
Number 5.
Have you ever read any books by this author?
Yes, the one I read was very exciting.
So, do you think I should read it?
Mondai B. Masashi to Angelina no kaiwa o kiki.下記の表の1から5に適する5を A から E から選び、記号で答えなさい。対話は2度流します。
Hello, are you one of the students from the Philippines?
Yes, I am. My name is Angelina.
Hello, Angelina. My name is Masashi. Welcome to our school.
Thank you, Masashi. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.I heard that you were visiting our school as part of your school trip.
You are right. Does your school also go on a school trip abroad?
Yes, once a year. These days, it's very common in Japanese high schools.
Very nice. Which countries are popular among high schools in Japan when choosing where to go for a school trip?
Recently,Canada, Australia, the United States, Taiwan, and New Zealand have been very popular among high schools in Japan. What about in the Philippines?
The US is popular among high schools in the Philippines. There are also well-known Asian countries like Japan and Taiwan.
Interesting. Look at this table.It shows the number of high schools in Japan that went to those countries for a school trip in 2018. The trend looks different depending on the type of school.
That is interesting.
The US was the most visited by all types of high schools. On the other hand, New Zealand had the lowest number of trips.
But look, more private schools went to New Zealand than to Australia.I've heard New Zealand is a safe country to travel to.
You are right. Also, it seems like Canada was the most popular place among public schools for a school trip.
I am surprised that no national schools went to Canada, Australia, and New Zealand.
So am I.
Thank you for sharing this information with me.
You are welcome. I think our class is starting soon.
Okay, I will talk to you later.
See you.
Please listen again.
Hello. Are you one of the students from the Philippines?
Yes, I am. My name is Angelina.
Hello, Angelina. My name is Masashi. Welcome to our school.
Thank you, Masashi. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. I heard that you are visiting our school as part of your school trip.
You are right. Does your school also go on a school trip abroad?
Yes, once a year. These days, it's very common in Japanese high schools.
Very nice. Which countries are popular among high schools in Japan when choosing where to go for a school trip?
Recently, Canada, Australia, the United States, Taiwan, and New Zealand have been very popular among high schools in Japan. What about in the Philippines?
The US is popular among high schools in the Philippines. There are also well-known Asian countries like Japan and Taiwan.
Interesting. Look at this table. It shows the number of high schools in Japan that went to those countries for a school trip in 2018. The trend looks different depending on the type of school.
That is interesting.
The US was the most visited by all types of high schools. On the other hand, New Zealand had the lowest number of trips.
But look, more private schools went to New Zealand than to Australia. I've heard New Zealand is a safe country to travel to.
You are right. Also, it seems like Canada was the most popular place among public schools for a school trip.
I am surprised that no national schools went to Canada, Australia, and New Zealand.
So am I.
Thank you for sharing this information with me.
You are welcome. I think our class is starting soon.
Okay, I will talk to you later.
See you.
以上でリスニングテストを終わります。